I'm Dan Cassidy, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. Today, we turn our focus back to the muni market and check in on recent performance drivers, how the asset class has responded to Fed commentary, and the prospects for policy moves, where opportunities exist, and more. Today's guest is Senior Muni Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Kathleen McNamara. So, Kathleen, good morning. Hope you had a nice weekend, and thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Good morning, Dan, and thanks for having me back.
So, Kathleen, I know our conversation today is going to focus on the monthly municipal market guide. You run lead on this publication. Within the piece, you do spend a few moments recapping first half performance for the muni asset class. So can you recap performance for us and provide some thoughts on expectations from the CIO's perspective on the second half?
Yes, I'm happy to, Dan. In the first 6 months of 2019, tax-exempt paper registered an impressive return of 5.4%. This far exceeded the modest return posted for all of 2018 when we saw munis were up by only a little more than 1%. We attribute these positive results in large part to the strong rally witnessed in the U.S. Treasury bond market. As a point of reference, the yield on the 10-year U.S. government benchmark note fell by almost 70 basis points to rest at 2% at the end of June, and this had the effect of pushing the 10-year high-grade muni yields down by about 65 basis points to end the first half at only 1.6%. On the demand side, we saw muni funds attracting record cash amounts. In the first half, muni mutual funds attracted net cash flows for six straight months. Lipper reported $43.8 billion in muni mutual fund inflows, and that marked the strongest start to a year for inflows to tax-exempt paper seen in a few decades. And on the supply front, total new issuance finished about flat in the first half 2019 on a year-over-year basis. Along the curve, we saw long-dated bonds post the best results. Tax-exempt paper with long-term maturity terms of 22 years and beyond were up by 6.8%. By contrast, short-dated bonds with maturity dates of only 1 to 3 years registered the softest returns along the curve. Those were up by a little less than 2%. In credit, lower-rated bonds outpaced investment-grade counterparts. On a total return basis, an index of lower-rated muni high-yield securities that excludes Puerto Rico debt was up by over 6%. And, you know, that compares to their investment-grade counterpart, which was up 5.1%. For the second half, you had asked what we think is going to happen here in the second half. I mean, we are seeing munis off to a good start month to date through July 19th. Tax exempts are up by another 0.5%, and that has boosted their year-to-date return to now sit at almost 6%. Despite underperforming the sharper rally seen in U.S. Treasury securities since the middle of May, tax exempts are still ahead of the government sector on a year-to-date basis. We continue to expect the muni market to take its cues from the U.S. Treasury market in the months ahead, however, with the usual lag effect. That said, the technical backdrop remains favorable throughout the summer months. The high season for municipal bond reinvestment capital has another month to go, representing an important tailwind for munis.
Okay, so it sounds like 2019 has delivered strong performance for the asset class. So appreciate some context, Kathleen, as to what has driven that performance and where you see performance going for the second half. I do want to turn focus to the Fed for a moment. There's been a lot of focus on the Fed given the anticipated policy move at the upcoming July meeting. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, however, did deliver his semi-annual testimony recently, a couple of weeks back. How did the muni markets respond to his testimony?
Sure, Dan. I mean, reacting to this news in the municipal market, we saw tax-exempt bond yields at the 10-year maturity point and shorter decline. Meanwhile, levels on the balance of the curve were unchanged. The muni curve is now a bit steeper, reflecting this shift. As a point of reference, the slope of the 230s for the AAA muni curve now sits at 114 basis points. That is up from as low as only 87 basis points in mid-May. The muni curve retains a steeper slope than the U.S. Treasury bond market, which is hovering around 76 basis points. Now, all eyes, of course, will be on the final outcome of the Fed's FOMC meeting next week. while markets are widely expecting the Fed to cut rates, it's the magnitude of the cut and the reasons for the cut is what market participants, including the muni market participants as ourselves, will be heavily focusing on.
I know the Chief Investment Office is calling for a 50 basis point cut at the upcoming July meeting, so that's something we'll pay attention to next week for sure. Kathleen, I do want to spend a few moments on a monthly basis. You do speak to our listeners about the Spotlight article within the Muni Market Guide. It does highlight the CIO's risk assessment framework for state governments. So what can you share with us there?
Sure. We had requests to put out this analysis, so we're proud to say that we did publish a framework for the analysis of state government credit at the end of June. The results of our analysis confirmed our assumption that state government obligations exhibit strong credit characteristics. The vast majority of states, 46, fell into the two lowest risk categories. At the same time, the growth in fixed costs, primarily pensions and other post-employment benefits, poses a more serious challenge in some instances. These are reflected in the relatively higher risk categories assigned to four state governments. Connecticut, Kentucky, New Jersey, and Illinois make that list. Even so, we are obliged to add that we expect all 50 states to meet the challenges associated with escalating pension liabilities and employment contribution requirements.
So, Kathleen, tying this all back to portfolio positioning, given the outlook you shared with us for the second half for munis, how should investors within the asset class be positioned at this time?
Sure. I mean, on the curve, we encourage investors to compare after-tax yields to identify value in the municipal bond market. In our report, we compare tax-exempt yields on AA munis to those on U.S. Treasury securities and corporate bonds with the same credit ratings on an after-tax basis. Generally speaking, we conclude that munis provide tax advantages all along the curve, except for at a few maturity points, the one-year and the four-year to six-year area in particular. At the 10-year maturity point and beyond, we conclude that munis provide more meaningful tax benefits compared to corporate debt. Shifting to credit quality, we continue to favor investment-grade munis versus lower-rated high-yield munis based on tight credit spreads. We don't believe that the high-yield munis offer sufficient incremental yield at current levels to prompt investors to increase exposure. That said, we still believe that a smaller allocation, a strategic allocation to municipal high-yield bonds within a diversified portfolio makes sense. In that instance, we recommend the use of a third-party manager to monitor credit developments. And within the investment-grade municipal bond sectors, we continue to like airports, transportation, and electric utility bonds from a credit standpoint.
Okay, well, Kathleen McNamara, do appreciate you coming by and joining us on the podcast today to keep us informed as far as what's driving performance within munis, where you see the asset class going from here, and of course, how to be positioned within. So thank you for your time and insight, Kathleen.
Thank you.
And again, we have been joined by Senior Muni Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Kathleen McNamara. There are many publications available now up on UBS Online Services. This does include the publication Kathleen and I have been citing on today's podcast, The Muni Market Guide, Fed Signals Rate Cuts. So if you are a client of UBS, be sure to contact your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the Muni Market Guide directly. Top of the Morning, we'll be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and governed by different laws and separate contracts. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. All rights reserved. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC.